say that my drawing of normal is, in fact, far from normal. He probably thinks that my normal looks to his normal, i.e. mad, eyes, unusually relaxed, if not dangerously feckless. And he might think that my touchy is the most normal-looking one, since he seems to be worried about something and has a sensible parting. There's really nothing much we can do about this madness of his, except perhaps to muse that a comedy double act where both partners were agreed on what normal looks like would be rather dull. I won't name names. And one where the partners placed normal more than one space apart wouldn't last very long. Heard of Barkman and Holness? I thought not. Perhaps it wouldn't be too mad to apply this humble diagram to the field of political extremism. For example, if we wanted to draw a box that could adequately contain the figure of Adolf Hitler, we would put it to the left of psychotically brittle and then just draw an angry ink splodge made by a broken nib and call it murderously resentful. But then we wouldn't be able to say that Hitler's madness was off the scale, so let's leave it as it is. To Hitler, being murderously resentful was the only normal reaction to the condition of Germany in the 1920s. But he could never have become Chancellor of Germany merely by counting on the support of the psychotically brittle. For that, he needed the languid, too. Similarly, you probably need to be a massive arsehole to be a member of the British National Party, but only a dozy bastard to vote for them. The way to cope with being normal, then, is to recognise that everyone else thinks you're mad, but they're wrong. Unless you are Adolf Hitler or Nick Griffin. In which case, they have a point.